Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk. Thank you for joining on this Friday. Susan wasn't able to get with me to do our Let's Talk this week. We had a great time with Ryan and Rachel and Rhett and Reagan being in town, so life got a little bit busy. But we're still in the book of Ephesians, looking at verses 15, maybe 16. We'll just have to see, but it's just kind of fun to look, you know, one or two verses at a time, be able to talk a little bit about it. So again, reminding you that Paul's writing a letter to the church at Ephesus, talking to them about spiritual blessings, talking to them about if they would be willing to not only know the truth of the scripture, but then receive that, be able to walk in it. So verse 15, he reads this: "For this reason, because I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints." So that's verse 15. 16 says this: "I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." I always like to just think about verse 15. Let's just process a little bit about 15. "For this reason," so what is the reason? "Because he's heard of their faith in the Lord Jesus." So Paul has got information back about this church. And I think it's really kind of fun to point out it wasn't necessarily about the things they were doing, missionary journeys, how many people came to church, how many people were involved in youth group, did they do grief share, do they do discipleship, do they have a small group ministry. The reason that he's excited about them is because he's heard of their faith in the Lord Jesus, their willingness to continue on keeping the main thing the main thing. And I know I say that fairly often, and it might get, there he goes again, the main thing, the main thing. But as you read this letter, we are told what excites the heart of Paul is that their faith in the Lord Jesus. They're going to continue to come back to that. They're going to hold on to that and not anything else. They're not going to add anything to it. Not only that, "and your love towards all the saints." Isn't that interesting? Your love towards all the saints. So it's pretty cool to think about their faith is something that is real and alive and is part of who they are in the Lord Jesus, but it's being demonstrated in their actions by loving all the saints, moving towards all of the people, not just the ones that they liked. Even if someone did not like them, love towards all the saints. So we talked a little bit about this on Sunday night. I look at love at this perspective: life's only valuable equity. I'm pretty sure when we get to the end, we're not going to say, "Man, I wish I didn't love so-and-so so much." But we might get to the end of our life and say, "Man, I really made more things about me than about the people that are around me. How well did I really love the people that were around me? How well did I do not being easily offended? How well did I do in being an imitator of Jesus and that part of who I was as a person? How well did I do of not seeking my own? How well did I do not winning all the arguments? How well did I do saying, "Hey, what would you like to do compared to what I would like to do?" And asking God to help me do that for that person. So two things as you look at Ephesians chapter 1, just verse 15, faith in Jesus, he's enough, he is the sustainer, he's the only one that can help. And it's demonstrated by loving those who are around them, moving towards the people that were around them. So kind of neat as you think about Ephesians chapter 1. That's just verse 15. We could talk a lot more about it, but because this is a podcast, short, sweet, to the point, love Jesus, love the people around us. Jesus, help us do that. We've got words that you've left from us. The Apostle Paul's hand is moved up and down. It went on a piece of paper, inspired by you. Now it's our opportunity to allow the inspired word of God to become part of who we are. So I pray, Holy Spirit, you'd help this take place in our lives. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.